to turn your Bibles to Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. I'm encouraged tonight because Buddy didn't get up and leave. Buddy's known me for a long time, and he didn't get up and leave yet. But Buddy's been a good friend through the years. I've known him for a long time, and it's always good to see him here. His granddaughter is over in Master Clubs and loves coming to Master Clubs. But I'm grateful for Buddy. I really am. I appreciate him. Known him a long time. Galatians chapter number 5, we'll look at two verses here and then we'll go to another portion of Scripture. Galatians 5, look at verse number 16 and 17. And you're not going to be here very long tonight, but I just have a thought that the Lord wouldn't let me get away from. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Now if you turn over to 1 John chapter number 1, 1 John chapter 1, and we'll look in verse number 5. First John 1, verse number 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanseth us from all sin. In the last portion of Scripture, I'd ask you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Look in verse number 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Father, I want to thank you tonight for again for your love and your kindness. And Lord, I am nothing, but you're everything. And Lord, I sure need your help tonight. I pray that you'd speak to us. I pray that you'd use me for your honor and glory. That's my heart, Lord. And Lord, as I give this thought that you put on my heart and have been dealing with me about for the last several weeks, Lord, I just want to be a blessing. That's all I want to do. Lord, we miss when our pastor cannot be here to preach to us. We so enjoy his preaching and his teaching. We thank you for him. But Lord, I pray that you'll bless him tonight as they're over in the Master Clubs. And I thank you for his heart, that he loves the children and he wants the children to know him. Now, Lord, I pray that you'll bless our time together, speak to our hearts, draw us closer to you. Lord, that should be the desire of every Christian here tonight, every born-again believer, that when we leave here tonight, we'd be closer to you. Help us, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. If you haven't already figured it out tonight, the whole kind of theme for what I want to talk to you about tonight is the word walk. The word walk. Here in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, it mentions walking in the flesh, and it talks about walking in the Spirit. The flesh and the Spirit are contrary one to another. Their yearnings are different. They're contrary to one another. The Christian, then, is a battlefield. Every one of us tonight that are saved, there's a battle going on. Because the flesh wants to do wrong, and the Spirit of God wants to lead us in the way that we should go. The outcome... What's the outcome? Well, the outcome is that you cannot do the things that you would. Verse number 17. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 that we read, it talks about the light and the darkness. Walking in the light, walking in the darkness. I'm afraid tonight that a lot of times we claim to be enjoying a close relationship with God, but we're walking in the flesh. And then the third thing tonight has to do with power. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 7, it says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So what I'd like to talk to you tonight is about walking, not in the flesh, but walking in the Spirit. Not walking in the darkness, but walking in the light and having the power of God on us. If we'll do that and we'll walk with Him, guess what? We'll have fellowship with Him. We'll have the power of God on our lives. I don't know about you, but that is my desire, that I might have the power of God in my life. I want my walk to be in such a way that I emulate Christ. I don't always do that. If we're honest with one another, there's not a single person in here that always does that, because we have this flesh. And from time to time, guess what? Flesh wants to do wrong. I'm not going to talk to you as far as, you know, any grave sins and things like that, but it could just be our attitude. It could be the way that we say things. It could be the way that... And let me just go ahead and say this right now. Brother Danny, I apologize to you. I did not mean to answer you the way that I did tonight. And the Lord just brought that to my heart. I didn't mean to be unkind. And so I ask you to forgive me. I want my life to be in such a way. It's not always that way. But that should be all of us. If ever a time in our life, that we should emulate Christ. We're saved by the good grace of God. Our church should emulate Christ. We as a group of believers should emulate Christ. People should be able to tell by our walk. Now, if you don't mind, I'm not real good with notes. I really am not. But I'm just going to give you what's on my heart. How many's ever seen a windmill? Do you know what a windmill is? You've seen more of those lately, haven't you? It's beginning to be a big thing. If you go over into West Virginia, there are some wind farms over there. And they put these windmills up, and they generate power. They generate electricity. Have you ever noticed anything about the old windmills and the new windmills? The old ones would turn real fast. The newer ones, the technology's changed so much that they don't have to turn as fast. They just kind of turn in a slower motion. Now, if the wind's blowing, they might turn a little bit faster, but it's not sitting there spinning all the time. And they store electricity. They have huge batteries, or they have huge devices in them that will store the electricity, so when the wind is turning faster, they might generate more electricity. They'll store that. When the wind is not blowing so much, they might turn a little bit slower. But there's one thing that they found out about the windmills. Of all of the engineering and all of the planning that went into the windmills, and they're just amazing pieces of equipment that will generate lots and lots of power. But they noticed one thing about it, and all the engineering and the money that they spent, over a period of time, the power ceases. Even though they might be turning the way they're supposed to be turning, they're not generating the power or saving or banking the power that they should have. So they did a lot of research. You know what they found out was the problem? Insects. Insects. Insects will get on the blades, and they'll cut down on the draw or the cutting power when it goes through the air, and so therefore it's not as efficient as it should be. So little old insect and all of these hundreds of thousands of insects can get on these blades, and guess what? It cuts down on the power of the windmill. You know what they have to do? Some engineer doesn't have to come back out there and say, oh, okay, we got to redesign this, and we got to do this, and we got to do this, and we got to do this. You know what they found out, Brother Steve? You know what they have to do? They have to wash them. They have to clean them. Boy, that's rocket science stuff, isn't it? They have to clean the blades. You say, well, what in the world has that got to do with walking either in the flesh or the spirit, walking in light or darkness? What does that have to do with anything? You can look at the windmill, Brother Bill, and it looks like it's doing exactly what it was designed to do. But really, it may not be doing what it was designed to do because of some things that's hindering it. Now I want to try to tie this together. This past Saturday, Vicki and I and my mother, we went down to Winston-Salem. And so we were going down there to meet Randa and Anthony and Micah and Lydia and Anthony's mother. They were going to have Micah's birthday party. Thursday night, you know what it was doing? It was raining. You know what I was so concerned about when I got up Saturday morning, going across Fancy Gap Mountain in that fog? That's what I was concerned about. I don't like to go across that mountain in the fog. So Friday night before I went to bed, Brother Branson, Lord, would you move that fog off the mountain? I got up Saturday morning. First thing that I did, I went to the window, Brother Stewart, and I looked out, and it was raining. And I looked from where my house is at, I can see Walker Mountain and such, usually when it's clear. Guess what I couldn't see? I couldn't see it. So I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, please move that fog off of that mountain. So I got in the vehicle, loaded everybody up, and here we go. Got over past Galax, and everything was clear. And you know, once you pass Galax, that exit there, you start up a little incline. And then the next thing you know, there's a sign that goes across the road. Sign was lit up. Dense fog ahead. So I said in my heart, Lord, why did you not clear the fog off the mountain? So I got up there and guess what? It was just as foggy as it could be. So I got in behind a vehicle, Sam, and all I could see was his taillights. But I kept my distance. Now, you're looking at me like a calf looking at a new gate. But here's the thing. I got in behind that vehicle, and all I could see, Granny, was his taillights. So I kept my distance, but I kept all the time, sis, I kept all the time to where I could see the taillights. I probably couldn't have put my hand outside and saw my hand, but I could see those taillights. So I just followed the taillights. Wherever I was naive enough to believe that if the taillights went down off the side of the mountain, I was going down off the side of the mountain. But I felt secure and I felt safe, even though I was in the fog, and even though I could not see to the side of me or hardly in front of me, I could see those taillights. So I just followed the taillights. Kept my distance, slowed down. You know what? All of a sudden, Brother Franklin, I was at the bottom of the mountain. And it was just as clear as it could be, sis. And it didn't seem like, Brother Paul, that it took that long for me to get down off that mountain. Was I in darkness? I was to me. It was fog. I couldn't see. But I could see those taillights. What was I doing? I was depending on the person in front of me that they might lead me down that mountain and I might be safe. What's that got to do with this? So many times in our lives, so many times in my life, I am operating under my own power. I'm walking around, it's just like that windmill that's moving and those turbines are turning and those blades are turning. They're busy. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. They look good. They look like they're working. But you remember I mentioned about the insects that we get on and cut its power? I'm walking around. I'm doing all that I know to be doing. I'm going, maybe, you know, I might be working on my Sunday school class. I might be working at this. I might be going on visitation. I might be doing all those things that I'm supposed to be doing. But guess what? I'm doing it in my own power. And if I'm not careful, here's what happens. I start walking in the flesh instead of the Spirit. And before long, I'm not having fellowship with God, and I'm walking in darkness. I'm walking in my own power. I'm walking around trying to do things my way. Turn the lights out. Hope you don't mind. If you do, then come to me at church and we'll talk about it. We'll turn the lights out. Everybody okay with that? That's all right. It's not really that dark in here. But here's the thing about it. If it was completely dark in here, you could not see the way that I was walking. You couldn't see where I was at. But I'm talking to you. I'm telling you all these things. And they sound good, don't they? They sound right. But you can't see me. Oh, yeah, I'm up here walking. I'm doing all the things that I'm supposed to be doing and all this stuff. But guess what? I'm walking around in my own power. If it was completely dark in here, guess what? I might not be able to feel where this pew's at. So I'm gasping around here and doing this, you know, and I'm stumbling around. And I'm still talking. I'm still talking and I'm still telling you about these things and they all sound good. But the fact of the matter is I'm walking around under my own power. I sound good. I might be doing all the right things. Just like that windmill. It's turning and it's turning and it's turning. And everything looks fine. But it's lost its power because of things in its life. I'm going to tell you something. You can sit here, and I can sit here, and we can have a rotten attitude and quench the Spirit of God, and we're walking in darkness, and we don't have the power of God in our lives. You say, how do you know? Because I've done it. If you go on in this scripture, if you look and you read, it talks about strife and envies and all of these other things that go on. God's not pleased with that. We can walk around and say, oh, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm doing all right. Look at me. I'm the way. And our walk may look good, but it's not honoring to God. Because we're walking around in our own power, Brother Steve. We're trying to do things our way. Trying to do things that I want to do. My agenda. God has really dealt with me here in the last few weeks about this. Because to be honest with you, I've let jealousy get in my life. I've let jealousy get in my life. You can turn them back on. That didn't work out as good as I thought it would. Strife. Holding things in my heart that shouldn't be there. Oh yeah. You couldn't tell, but you might not have been able to tell, but look. You might not have been able to tell by what I might smile and what I might say, Brother Dan, here, how I might act. You couldn't tell. But the fact of the matter is, I'm trying to do it under my own power, and I'm walking in the flesh. And basically, I'm walking in darkness because I'm trying to do things on my own. Let me tell you something. We're at a crucial point. I believe the Lord could come back at any time. And the thing that really concerns me and bothers me about myself is, have I really done my best? What's my motive? Who am I doing what I do for? Brother Paul, there's not hardly a week or sometimes a day I don't think about that message you preached here on Wednesday night talking about teamwork. I think about that a lot. You know the problem with us? Every one of us want to be seen. Maybe let me back up here. That wasn't a good choice of words. So many times I want to be seen. And I want to be heard. So I'm operating under my own power. And I'm not operating in the Spirit. I'm operating in the flesh. And it's not honoring to God. If the Lord were to come back tonight, every one of us will have to give an account. I don't say this, Brother Branson. I just want to use you as an example if I could here. You do a lot, wear a lot of hats. Buses. We have others that work in the buses. Doing other things, you know. I understand that. And the reason that I said that, if we're not careful, all of us can get busy. And all of us can get, you know, the talents that God's given us. The talents that God's given us. God give us those talents. If you have any talent at all, an ability, God give it to you. You may have a talent to play this piano. I don't have that talent. I don't have that ability. I might be able to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on it, but that's about all. You might have the talent and ability to do something else. I marvel sometimes that, you know, Brother Steve will come up here and play that guitar and play that banjo, and then the young ladies will get up here and play their violins. I'm always aggravating them with that, you know, let me have that. I'll play it for you. I couldn't play that. I don't have the ability to play that. I don't. You play a what, a cello? Yeah. See, I did learn the name of that. But we sit around so many times and we operate. And please do not take that I'm mentioning anything like this. It's just like sometimes, you know, I get up here to sing. And somebody says, boy, I sure did enjoy that. And you know what? If I ain't careful, pride. And I'll be walking around. They enjoyed hearing me sing. I don't know who would. They must be deaf or something. But you see what I'm saying? Before long, we're not operating in the power of God. We're operating in the power of flesh. And before long, we're not walking like we should be walking. We're walking in the way that we want to walk, in the way we want people to see us. We want people to emulate our walk, and we want people to see how we are doing, and all this other stuff. But if we're walking in the power of God, and we're walking in the Spirit, and we're walking in the light, and He's got control of our lives, guess what? It'll be a walk that honors Him, that glorifies Him, that shows Him, that uplifts Him, and people will praise Him. And it's not about us, it's all about Him. I hope I haven't said anything to offend you. I didn't mean that. I just want you to understand. We've been praying for revival, folks. Why are we not seeing revival? Do we really want revival? Where's the joy? Where's the joy? Say, well, I have joy in my heart. Where's the joy? If we're walking, listen, let me tell you something. Some of you have children, and guess what? They walk just exactly like you do. I have a son for the longest time, walked just exactly. He's changed that, and I'm glad he has. But I kind of have a different walk. I kind of, you know, keep my head down, slouch my shoulders and stuff. But, you know, if I couldn't see your face someplace, but I could just see you, a lot of you I could, and you probably could me too, I could tell who it was by the way that you walk. Have you ever had that happen? Is that so-and-so? I pretty much can tell by the way that they're walking. I believe it is. I believe that's so-and-so. You know who I thought about this past week? I thought about Tony. Tony walked exactly like his daddy. He did. And he'd go by my office. He'd go back there in the kitchen. And Tony didn't get just a regular bag of potato chips. He had a great big old bag of potato chips. And I I'd be sitting there in my office and there'd go Tony with that bag of potato chips by. But I could tell who it was. I mean, I could tell exactly who it was. I might not see his face, but I might just see him walking. And I could tell who it was. Can people tell who we are? That we belong to the Master? That we belong to the King of Kings? Can they tell by the way that we're walking? Can they tell by the way that I'm walking? Can they see Christ in me? It's a serious thing. When we start walking in the flesh, and we're not walking in the light, and we start walking under our own power and operating under our own power. God help us that we walk under His power, that we walk in that light as He's in the light. That may have not made a bit of sense to you, but it sure has helped me in the last few weeks. Amen. The Lord has really helped me and dealt with me in some things in my life. Jealousy, strife, envy, that's not Christ. That's not Him. You know what we see when we see the Lord? We see compassion. Father, please help us. Please help us.